This is Twit.
We're in our living room, Scott Wilkinson and I. I want to tell the story of this. So Hisense showed us the single laser version of this 100-inch projection TV. We actually had a review with Robert Herron.
Right.
And then they said, well, we've got the dual laser out. It came out at CEDIA a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We'd like Scott to review it, but you don't have the room for something this big.
I'm afraid I don't. I don't have a wall on which I can hang a 100-inch screen.
We do, because we're in a studio.
Giant studio.
We have plenty of room. In fact, this is the same screen. They didn't even bother to change the screen.
It's the same screen, right? Exactly.
So they said, well, good. We'll bring it to Twit. We'll fly Scott up. So they paid your way up.
They did.
To tell people that.
Yep.
So that he can review this. And we thought, well, great. We'll get a review of this on the screensavers. Now, you and Robert came in Thursday night to calibrate it.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about your first reaction.
Well, the first reaction was we were very impressed. It looked really good. In fact, what we typically do, Robert and I and any calibrator, we will do a measurement before we do the calibration.
As it comes out of the factory.
Not in vivid mode.
Yeah, there is a vivid setting, which is obviously a showroom setting.
Exactly.
And that's going to sell TVs, I can tell you.
It is.
Very bright.
But all calibrators are all about accuracy. Yeah. How accurate can the TV reproduce the image as the content creator intended it? So we took measurements ahead of time, and it was surprisingly good.
Even out of the box.
Yeah. But of course, we're inveterate tweakers, so we said we can get this a little better. So we got it a little better.
And that's what we're watching now is the calibrated display.
Exactly.
This, I should mention, this is Planet Earth 2, the BBC amazing Planet Earth documentary.
Wonderful.
The first one was one of the early HD DVDs, and I got it so I could show off my Blu-ray DVD player and my HD TV.
Right.
I bought this for my UHD TV.
Yes, exactly.
So this is the show-off.
I did too. Yeah.
It's a great documentary. They really spent some time shooting amazing 4K HDR video.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, just so you know, that's what you're seeing on here right now.
Correct.
Let me run through the specs on this.
First
of all, let me tell you, this is their 100-inch L10E dual color laser TV from Hisense.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese manufacturer, new to this market. People may not know the name, but they're big in China.
Huge, huge. It's one of the largest companies in China, if not the world. And they're big in other parts of the world, and they're just now trying to get into the U.S. market.
Actually, they and TCL, another Chinese company, are both really being aggressive. Mm-hmm. They saw what Samsung and LG did.
In the beginning,
people thought that the Korean TVs were junk. Everybody wanted a Sony Japanese or a Panasonic Japanese TV.
Mm-hmm.
The Korean company said, no, we want to take over. They did, right? And Sony, much to the detriment of Sony and Panasonic.
Yep.
And now the same thing may be happening from China.
May very well be happening. Yes, exactly.
Just to my untrained eye, this is really looking good. I was a little less enamored of the single laser. It seemed a little washed out, kind of projectory to me.
Mm-hmm.
This looks almost as good as a DirectView TV,
and
even in our bright studio lights.
And that's where they're marketing this, exactly. They want people to think of this as a TV, not as a projector.
Because the projector is right in front of the screen.
Right.
We didn't have to set up something across the room. We didn't have to hang it from the ceiling.
Right.
It's what they call a short throw projector. It's 8 inches off
the
wall.
Ultra short throw.
UST. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so close that actually they have to have a special screen. You can't just project this off a normal screen.
No, exactly right. Because as you know from high school physics, angle of incidence equals angle of reflection normally.
So it'd be great to view up there.
Exactly.
But if you're looking straight on,
They had to do a special coating on this screen called a Fresnel lens, spelled F-R-E-S-N-E-L, but the S is not pronounced.
It's French.
So basically, it takes light coming up at almost 80 degrees. So it's almost at a right angle to the,
and then bounces it straight out.
And it's also ambient light rejecting. So the lights that are in the studio here, that light comes in from some other angle, and it gets shunted off in a different direction, not towards the viewer.
Now, if you're watching the video, Anthony's shooting this almost 180 degrees off axis. He's shooting it from the side. And I can't see any diminution of brightness or color.
No.
And that makes this a party TV.
Yes, exactly.
If you had this in a big room and there were people all over the room, they'd all get roughly equal
Precisely right. Precisely right. And that's one of the big selling points here is it's for game day. It's for the Academy Awards, if anybody ever still watches those. You know, for big event type things that you have in your house that have a video component to it, this is ideal. It's just great.
Well, and if you wanted a home theater experience, which means a very big screen, mm-hmm. but you didn't want to spend, you know, 10, 20, 30, well, actually, you do spend 10.
You spend 10 on this, yes. we're going to
we
get
should
to
say
that.
This right up front. It's $10,000.
Yeah.
But you're not spending $50,000 for a Runco or a Christie.
No, that's true. However, I will put this caveat in that even Hisense will acknowledge this is not intended for the home theater enthusiast.
Oh, interesting. It's not a video file.
It's screen. Not a video file because again of the black level and the dynamic range.
Well, let's talk about that. We're going to run through it. It is a 4K TV.
Correct.
Is it truly 4K?
It is. And the interesting thing is the chip, the actual DLP chip that's inside there has 4 million mirrors on it. 4 million pixels, essentially, and those mirrors can be switched so fast that each one can produce two different pixels. And so we actually have 8 million pixels on the screen, which is what we need for Ultra HD.
That sounds like something like temporal doubling or something.
It's exactly what it is. It's called temporal multiplexing. That's precisely what it's called.
How funny.
Those mirrors can switch in 16 microseconds.
Wow.
And most other imaging technologies are in the millisecond range. Their switching speeds are in the millisecond range. So this is so much faster. And so they can put 4 million pixels on the screen and then another 4 million pixels on the screen, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, so fast that we don't see it. It just looks like 8 million pixels on the screen.
Interesting.
And if we look at a resolution pattern, for example, we can see individual pixels.
It's that well resolved.
It's that well resolved, yes.
But even though it's a 4K HDR, high dynamic range,
mm-hmm.
the dynamic range is a little bit limited.
Quite a bit limited compared to a flat panel.
Okay, so yes. My OLED, which is truly HDR
mm-hmm.
in terms of the range of between darkest and brightest,
mm-hmm.
this one does. You're going to lose some detail in the dark.
Yes, yes, and that's why we, for example, we spent some time watching a few scenes from Black Panther, right, which is a great movie. One of the opening scenes is super dark. I mean, it's very low light. And, you know, there were a lot of details lost in that. And we were even in a dark room. This was after we had calibrated. It was like 11 or 12, right?
Right.
It was dark here. You know, it's not really intended or best for a true home theater experience.
That's
but for the TV in the living room.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And that's probably why they say it's not a videophile TV.
Correct.
It is, but I have to say, and I mean, I don't know if I'm a videophile. I like good video. It looks pretty darn good.
It does.
I don't see that it's somehow missing. And one of the things I don't like about projectors is the blacks tend to be gray.
Correct.
These are black.
Well, if you looked at it in a dark room, you would in fact see that the blacks
they're not
are,
quite
are gray.
Pitch black.
No.
But this is better than the single laser in that regard, I think. And mm-hmm. I have to say, I'm pretty impressed. Let me run through some of the specs.
Sure.
Contrast ratio, they say better than 1,300:1. That's pretty good.
We actually measured 1,500:1.
Is that good?
So that's pretty good. I mean, it's, you know.
I've seen higher.
Oh, sure.
My OLED's
once
higher.
Once again, OLEDs are in the tens of thousands.
Right.
Or hundreds of thousands.
Right. So I shouldn't compare this to my
OLED. No, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
We really shouldn't. But it's got a pretty darn good contrast ratio for DLP. Again, this technology, DLP, which is basically a chip with a bunch of micro mirrors, tiny little mirrors that wiggle back and forth really quick. And you get black by angling the mirror so that the light hitting it doesn't go through the lens.
Oh, how interesting.
That's how that works. But it's not perfect.
There's some scattering, so you're going to get some light through the lens.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why they don't get the great black.
I have to tell you, though, I'm looking at a dark mountain with a bright sky,
mm-hmm.
bright clouds, dark valleys, and it looks gorgeous. It looks like we're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is pretty impressive.
Yeah, the motion looks really good.
It is. They are getting a good wide color gamut. They're mm-hmm. getting 90. Said they claim 95% of P3,
and we measured 98.
That's almost the full P3
full P3 color gamut, which is the gamut of commercial cinema.
So you're getting movie quality.
Yep.
At least the color accurate. Does that mean accuracy?
Well, it means it's covering that range of colors.
But you've calibrated,
calibrated
it, so it is accurate.
Correct.
You didn't have to say, well, we're not going to be able to show that dark of a red because we can't get there. No, it's almost all there.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
right.
HDR10, I was told that that's the only kind of HDR you're going to get at a projector at this
correct.
Price range.
That is correct.
That's normal.
That's normal. There are no projectors that do any other type. Well, I guess some projectors do HLG, which is the broadcast.
Should we even say HDR, though, given what you've told me?
You know, there are those who would call this EDR, extended dynamic okay. range.
It's a little better than
standard.
Days, whatever
yeah,
that
old,
is.
Yeah, the old
the
days.
Old days.
Yes, that is correct. But I mean, even when you go to the cinema, you go to a Dolby Cinema, they call or IMAX, they call that extended dynamic okay. range. So I think that's a more appropriate word for this.
Right. I have to say to me the dual laser has greatly improved color.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's true.
The detail is really nice.
Yep.
I feel like, don't you feel like it's a very detailed?
Yes, yes,
good absolutely. Good looking picture.
No question about it. No question.
The other thing they do with the laser, which I like, you know, one of the problems with projectors, a lot of projectors, you have to buy a new bulb fairly frequently.
Precisely.
And it's expensive. It's over $100.
Oh, at least $100.
And it's the worst like thing possible. You got movie night and your bulb dies.
That's right. Not only that, but over the life of the bulb, its brightness decreases over time.
This doesn't use bulbs.
No.
It's lasers.
Yes. Two lasers, a red one and a blue one. The red one is just, that's the red color that of the red, green, and blue that we need to make a full color image. The blue one, some of the blue light goes directly to the imager to make the blue. The rest of it hits on a spinning wheel that has yellow phosphor. And the yellow right. phosphor, you can extract green out of yellow, oddly. But that seems to be the most efficient way to do it. So that's where you get your green,
right,
and then
I think the
blue.
The color looks good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and so the red and the blue measure outside of the where they're supposed to be in their natural state. So you have to kind of rein them in a little
but
bit.
You
when
did
you
that.
We did.
You fixed
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
The other advantage of lasers: 25,000 hours.
Yes, and with very little fall off in brightness.
So it's going to be just as bright 10 years from now as it.
Again, after 25,000 hours, I think they call that half brightness, right?
So, but you probably can't replace the laser.
No.
So
no,
that's the
can't.
Life of the TV.
Correct.
Okay, that's a good thing to keep in mind, but I don't know what 25,000 hours is.
Oh, man.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's 10 years of okay. with a lot of use.
8 hours a day, 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so
something like that.
In other words, you're not going to worry about that.
Right.
Frame rate is 60 hertz, although they claim, what is XPR, 120 hertz XPR?
Well, XPR is a technology from Texas Instruments, which makes the DLP chip.
This is that temporal doubling then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's
exactly.
why they say the refresh rate is 16 milliseconds, 30 milliseconds XPR.
Microseconds. 30,
microseconds, rather. Yeah,
yeah.
Not That's really fast.
That's really
so
fast.
So would this be good for gaming?
Yes, it should be very good for gaming.
The very little latency.
Well, we didn't measure lag time. You know, the signal has to go through processing and what have you. And maybe there's a game mode. I don't know. I didn't look
okay.
for that.
That would be a little bit more responsive.
If there was a game mode,
right.
there is a game mode. Okay, so that probably bypasses a lot of the processing. We didn't measure the latency or the lag time. But certainly DLP is an ideal technology for gaming.
Or action, a football game
exactly.
or an action movie,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly
really
right.
good.
Mm-hmm. Speakers. It also comes with
it has phones. Speakers, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But because I think anybody who spends $10,000 on a television is probably going to want to spend some money. In fact, in a second, we're going to show you one of the options, a soundbar
exactly.
option that might
mm-hmm.
be a good choice. Or if I'm going to spend $10,000 on the TV, I might spend a few thousand dollars on a good sound system to go with.
I would
right?
too if I
yeah.
was you. Yeah.
yeah.
However, again, on the other hand, if you're putting this in your living room or something, you
maybe
probably
you
don't want a bunch of speakers. You know, around your living room.
Well, turn up the sound. Does it sound pretty good?
The sound is not too bad. Let me just...
It's got enough room for a fairly hefty speaker in there. I don't know if we've taken the... We might have connected it to the sound bar.
Yeah, switch to a different input.
Yeah, so don't worry, about it.
No, they've got like 14 drivers in
so
the
front
of this
So it is kind of a sound bar is what
it's
it is.
It's kind of a sound bar, All exactly right. And it comes with a wireless subwoofer.
They're Harman Kardon speakers, 40 watts of power, 60 watts, mm-hmm. 60 watt wireless... Okay, so the sound actually is pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's also a smart TV, Netflix, YouTube, Prime Video,
yep.
Vudu, Pandora,
yep.
iHeart, Pluto TV, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It has Echo functions. It has Amazon's Echo.
Yep, it
I
does.
I can talk to it.
Yep.
Wow.
We didn't try that. We didn't
so
have
I could say, show me the weather. I could say, TV turn on.
In fact, we did try that a little bit. The remote has a microphone.
Here,
you don't even have
me.
To say. You
let
don't
me,
even
let
have
me
to
try
say the A word.
You don't. You just press
no,
the button.
Just press the button.
Show me the weather. Oh yeah, there's the Echo logo. And now
and
I'm gonna.
The weather.
Unfortunately, my planet Earth is gonna go away, and I'm gonna get the weather. Hey, it's a nice day out there.
Yeah, it really
is. Some time outside. It's gonna be 85 degrees on Monday. Holy camoly! Wow, I'm very impressed. Pre-ordering begins November 1st, retail December 1st. You might want to look at this before you buy. I have a feeling, though, if you do, you will say, I know my reaction and my wife's reaction was, when can I take this home?
Yep, yep.
They
It'll
have
go
a
great in your living room.
The 100-inch is $9,999 for
yep.
the dual laser.
Yep.
As a result, they're reducing the price by $1,000 of the single laser, the one
that
we
you had
here
before,
earlier.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a get ready for this a 120-inch version. Now that's measured diagonally.
Yes, correct.
So I don't know how much bigger that would be, but it may, you know, maybe
20% bigger.
Yeah. And that is $13,000,
mm-hmm.
So it's 30% more expensive.
Now, we should also point out that they have an 88-inch version as well for $3,800.
Oh, that's not bad. So 88 inches isn't a whole lot smaller than this. That's
a big
screen.
That's a pretty big
screen. That's a pretty good choice. Well, I am actually blown away by this. Having seen the first one,
yep.
And it was good but not great.
Yeah.
I feel like this is very nice. And for a living, I'll keep my OLED in my
keep
den.
Keep your OLED in your den. And
where we can darken the room and we can have movie night.
Right.
But, boy, I think this would be really great in a living room, in a great room,
yep.
in a public area.
Yep.
Maybe for your parties, for your football
Definitely
games.
Definitely for your parties and yeah. football games. This would yeah. be ideal.
Boy.
Really good.
I think the detail. What I really like is the detail. Look at the fur.
Yeah,
I really feel like the detail yeah. is very, very good on this.
And again, this is true UHD. Even though you're temporarily multiplexing and switching the pixels back and forth, it's better than other projectors that take a 1080p imager and switch those pixels back and forth more slowly.
Right.
But you're only getting half the number of pixels.
Right.
That you are with this.
So the negatives on this, it's not a video file.
Correct.
Television.
Black levels aren't great.
But the color accuracy is very
color accuracy is fine.
Detail seems
very
good.
Very good.
What? Any other negatives that you and Robert saw when you were calibrating this?
No, just the main one is there's
black levels.
Black levels. That's the main thing for me.
Yeah.
Now we did discover
and price. You got to have 10 grand.
Yeah, exactly. We did discover a couple of issues in the calibration procedure, which they're going to fix with firmware.
Oh, okay. Very easy.
Yeah.
You do also, and by the way, I should mention, the $10,000 includes professional installation because the screen needs to be hung properly at exactly square,
right.
You know, it's got to be level.
It's got to be level.
For obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a calibration in order to get the ultra short throw projector to work properly without too much adjustment for pinholing and so forth. They've got to really position it just so.
Mm-hmm.
And so the professional will come in and do that. I
Better
don't think
for
he
them
calibrates it, but he
no.
does install it
no.
and sets
correct.
It.
Correct, correct. Yeah. That's
yeah.
exactly
and
right.
as you said, the cinema mode, you said, was pretty close.
Yeah, yeah, it was surprisingly good. Yeah. I mean, I've seen TVs out of the box that were like, oh, man, that's
yeah.
just awful. Even in their movie mode, right, which you can pick a picture mode, and Vivid is one of those modes, and
right.
you're very impressed by that. Everybody is.
Yeah.
But it's not accurate.